I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Next week, a federal judge in Atlanta will hear a lawsuit challenging Georgia's signature matching law for absentee ballots. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it's one of four ongoing lawsuits aimed at Georgia's election system.
On Tuesday, a judge will hear the case brought by the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia. They argue that voters whose signature does not match one on file should not have their absentee ballots rejected. As of Wednesday, only 117 of more than 72,000 ballots had been rejected because signatures didn't match. There are also ongoing lawsuits targeting absentee ballot rejection rates, the state's pending voter list, and the touchscreen voting machines. Election Day is November 6th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
People living in areas affected by Hurricane Michael who received government food assistance have until the end of the month to apply to replace food lost in the storm. Division of Family and Children's Services Interim Director Tom Rollins has extended the deadline to October 31st. Around 1.5 million Georgians receive assistance to help feed their families. Three children in Georgia have been diagnosed with a rare polio-like virus, according to state health officials. The cause of acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM, is not known. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the disorder mostly affects children. Its symptoms include paralysis of arms and legs. It is similar to polio, West Nile, and other viruses, and that's what's making diagnosis more difficult, according to the CDC. Scientists say it may be linked to other viruses, genetic disorders, or toxins in the environment. The CDC is investigating over 300 possible cases of AFM over the past 4 years. Some cities in DeKalb County met yesterday to consider new ways to improve their emergency medical services. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
In some cases, ambulances in the northern part of the county took almost an hour to arrive. Dunwoody City Council member Terry Nall says that's unacceptable.
I-285 is clearly a barrier for us in Dunwoody, and until that coverage area is handled in a better way, we're going to continue to have this problem.
Dunwoody declared a state of emergency for its EMS and wants the state to give it permission to provide its own emergency services. The county is the current provider, but contracts with a private company, American Medical Response. DeKalb CEO Michael Thurman says they are hopeful they can cover the entire county efficiently while keeping costs low. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The VA Medical Center in Atlanta has temporarily reassigned some leaders after the hospital was rated as one of the worst in the nation in a U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs study. The Deputy Chief of Staff and Chiefs of the Emergency, Primary Care, and Clinical Access Service Departments have all been reassigned, and the hospital's chief has retired. A spokesman for the Atlanta VA said the reassignments are not an indication of wrongdoing, rather a sign to veterans that the center is committed to quality. And in sports, with the NBA season now underway, the Atlanta Hawks are hosting a grand reopening of the newly remodeled and renamed State Farm Arena tomorrow. The building has been closed since April to complete the $192.5 million makeover that includes new video displays, upgraded seating areas, restaurants, a golf simulator, and a barbershop. The Hawks' first home game is Wednesday against the Dallas Mavericks. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.